Hi, Rod Sloan here. Another boo from my back garden on a Thursday morning, day after the Champions League final. Did you watch it? It's good, wasn't it? Barcelona were good. Anyway, I tell you, I'm booing from my back garden. You think, oh, Sloan's probably out there in acres and acres of green, lush lawn. Actually, last year we decked our back garden. It's quite a small garden. And so I'm wandering around barefoot on our decking as we speak. God, I think I'm something like Robinson Crusoe or something, you know. And actually, as a professional speaker, I've actually built my own stage in my back garden. So I'll go and stand on my stage now as I address you. How sad is that? But my sadness or my foolishness is not the reason for the boo today. What I want to talk to you about is how we can learn from other people's marketing. I received two pieces of marketing this morning that were different and worked in different ways. I work from home and I have a home office, and about an hour ago I was working in my desk and the home phone rang. Now normally when I'm working I don't answer the home phone, but as my daughter's away overnight I thought it might be her, after some help or a pick up from the station or something, so I dashed round in another room and picked up the phone, to which I got the conversation, "Hello, is that Mr. Sloan?" "Yes," I said. "Hello, Mr. Sloan, this is Luke from British Gas." "Yes," I said. "I'm phoning about your account, Mr. Sloan," he said. To which I think I must have got slightly irritated, said, "What do you want?" To which Luke from British Gas proceeded to put the phone down on me, disconnected me. Okay, I presume it was a telemarketing phone call, because if he had something important to tell me, if Luke had something important to tell me, I'm sure he would have done so. So my view was there, why didn't Luke get straight to the point? "Hello, Mr. Sloan, I've got a cracking deal on fixing your boiler today from British Gas. Would that be of interest to you?" And I could have said yes or no, carry on. But because he tried this sort of friendly approach, that really didn't work for me. That just really, wound me up and that sort of annoyed me. So get to the point is the first thing. And then secondly, I picked up the mail this morning and I got a letter from John Foley. Now, some of you may know who John Foley is, others may not. What John does, John basically sells cheaper suits. He sells men's clothing. And basically what he does, he gets a huge supply of clothes, who knows where, and then he rents some rooms in central London, cheap rooms, normally above a shop, rooms full of suits. You know, it's more like a jumble sale, packed in there, more like a charity shop, and you go in there and you get suits at half price. Now, I first came across John probably 20 years ago, and I came across because a friend of him, mine, had seen him and had bought the suits there, and basically what John used to do was to advertise in the Evening Standard, and then he collects your name and address, and he simply mails you twice a year. It's a photocopy thing he sends you. It's not a particularly good piece of marketing, you know, doesn't have a headline. The headline is his name, City and John Foley. But it's got exactly what you want. It's got the date, the time, and the place of where the sale is on. And, signed by John. And he does that twice a year. So if you're looking for a suit at the time that comes through, you're probably going to go along because he's got the prices in there and the sort of deals that he can do, you know. And it's actually got, you know, there's a ton for the sale, it's for 5 days only. So there we are. I'd probably go along. I'm not sure I needed a suit. I'd go along, see how John's getting on, have a drink and a chat with him. That's taking place in London in June. He got straight to the point rather than the guy from British Gas. So my tip this morning is get straight to the point.